Hi. Thank you. Thank you for the floor. I want to make two points quickly. One thing, as we develop a global system for monitoring and information, I want to stress again, as I did before, that not all different types of marine plastics and microplastic have a similar impact. So as we develop a harmonized system that we take into account the different levels of impact and therefore use a risk-based approach. On the second, on the issue of harmonization and baselines, I just wanted to point out that I'm here to represent the Global Ghost Care Initiative, and what we found is that it was very hard to convince policymakers to take action in the absence of clear information. So one of the things that the Global Ghost Care Initiative has done is develop a data portal where we found that there are very many sources of data, but they're all collected in a different way and defined in different ways. So this data portal has been developed in a way that allows for all of these different sources of data to come together and provide a clear overview of where ghost gear is deposited, who's depositing it, and what the hotspots are. This data portal also provides a direct link to individual citizens reporting. There is a data app that would allow the public to engage as well. So this data portal now is the largest depository of all information on ghost gear, and it's already being used by, for instance, the European Union as a source to develop baselines for taking action at a policy level.